Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, we continue our series on the Massachusetts U.S. Senate race.
This Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. This is the people's seat.
This is the people's seat, and we will bring it back to the people of Massachusetts.
This morning, in our latest report on issues in the Senate contest, we turn to immigration. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports it's an area where there are clear differences between the Democrat Elizabeth Warren and the incumbent U.S. Senator Scott Brown, who prides himself on being the second most bipartisan Republican in the Senate.
So first of all, here's where Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren agree. They both say the current immigration system doesn't work.
Well, obviously, it's a problem. And what's the biggest challenge? The biggest challenge is the system's broken.
You know, it's time to sit down and have an adult conversation about this.
They also both think we should try harder to keep smart people in the country. For example, Brown co-sponsored a bill that would help foreign students studying math, science, and engineering get visas to work here. Warren wants to do something similar. She says we should use immigration policy to retain talented immigrants who can improve our economy. But that's where their agreement ends. They diverge dramatically when it comes to the harder question, what to do about the millions of people living here without papers.
The difference is stark.
Jeffrey Berry is a political science professor at Tufts University.
Doesn't surprise me at all that two parties are split and this division between Brown and Warren reflects that.
Berry says it's notable that Brown has gone with the party position on this issue.
He chooses his issues carefully, where he's going to be a moderate and where he's going to be a conservative. On this issue, he's going with the National Party. I think because he didn't see himself getting any Hispanic votes.
Take the DREAM Act, for example. President Obama likes this proposal because it would give illegal immigrant children a path to citizenship if they attend college or join the military. Scott Brown voted against it.
Listen, the DREAM Act is backdoor amnesty. While I'm very much in favor of legal immigration, to provide backdoor amnesty for people, I can't support it.
The DREAM Act failed in the Senate. Elizabeth Warren says she would have supported it.
This is about young people who did nothing wrong. They've lived here for much of their lives, and now they want to go to college or they want to serve in the military.
Since the DREAM Act failed, Mr. Obama came up with his own temporary fix. He's given two-year work visas to some young illegal immigrants who are in college. Warren applauded Obama's action, but Brown says Obama's policy will encourage more people to come to the U.S. illegally. He says we should secure the border and do away with other programs that benefit illegal immigrants, such as in-state tuition. He does want to simplify the process for foreigners who want to move to the U.S.
You have people who have been trying to get through the system 7, 8, 9 years, and there's a disincentive to do it legally, and that's the problem.
Brown wants more immigrants from certain nationalities to move here. He wrote a bill that would quadruple the number of Irish nationals entering the country each year.
Why Irish nationals?
Well, you have to start somewhere. And it's a group that was affected dramatically when they changed the immigration laws a while ago. Only upwards of 2,500 work visas allowed. This would actually open it up and provide additional opportunities. And as I said, it's a good way to start.
Warren says piecemeal approaches like Brown's won't fix the problem. She says we have to take a comprehensive strategy that addresses both legal and illegal immigrants. And she says there should be a path for illegal immigrants who follow the laws to become legal.
It's partly about making sure that people obey the law. It's partly about saying those who are here need to be caught up entirely on taxes. They need to go to the back of the line.
Immigration is an issue where the candidates break down along clear party lines. Warren says we should find a way to make immigrants legal, and Brown disagrees. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.